Welcome to Boss Up Babes, helping babes show up, boss up, and thrive. With number one best-selling author, global influencer, and ultimate boss babe, Carissa Adkins. Carissa is a health and wellness expert and CEO of the 365 Daily Hustle, here to help mompreneurs and career-focused women boss up and reclaim their healthiest life. She is a pro at cutting through the BS and inspiring massive breakthroughs that help women create healthy routines and habits that facilitate personal and professional growth. Are you ready to reclaim your best life, take action, and be a badass boss babe? Let's get to it.
Hey there. Hey, what's up, you guys? It's your favorite boss up babe, Carissa Adkins, your health and fitness junkie and guru. And today is very, very special for me because today I want to teach you my five-step proven framework to help you go from blah to badass and ditch all the excuses so that you can really rise up and live your best life. So first off, I totally need to just kind of give you a quick disclaimer that I'm going to be talking real raw strategies with you, okay? So just kind of bear with me. Definitely grab a pen and paper because, I'm going to give you those strategies in the right steps, in the right order so that you can ultimately go from where you're feeling stuck maybe into becoming a champion. So Sugar Ray Robinson actually said this quote. It's one of my favorites. He said, to be a champion, you have to believe in yourself when no one else will. And I believe this to be 100% true. But what is a champion? I mean, who is a champion? Well, in my personal opinion, a champion is just you showing up every single day, striving to be the best version of you possible. It's women and men like you and I who literally go through challenges and struggles and decide every day to be a better version of you. Becoming the best version of you and really unleashing that champion within, you guys, it all starts with a healthy mindset and a healthy body. You all know that I believe that real health is true wealth. And without our health, I want you to just ask yourself, what do you really have? I mean, you can have $1 million in the bank. You can have a thriving team or a great job or fantastic family. But without your health and without energy and without like just total happiness and physical health and mental health, what do you have? Today, I'm going to share a story with you guys, and I'm also going to share that five-step proven framework to really help you become the champion. So you guys get ready to learn how to show up, boss up, and believe in yourself. So before I dive into the story, I have a question for you, and it is going to require you to be completely 100% honest with yourself. The question is, have you ever caught yourself making excuses for why you didn't get to the gym or cook that healthy meal or put that massage on your calendar? Yeah, I bet you have. Have you ever caught yourself making excuses for why you didn't get to work on time or why you didn't ask your boss for the raise? We've all been there, you guys. We've all allowed the excuses, or what I like to call the itty bitty shitty committee inside of our head, get the best version of us. Dwayne The Rock Johnson said, if you want to do something, you will find a way. If not, you will find excuses. And I used to be someone who made all the excuses in the world and who blamed every single thing for the life that I was living. 99% of failures comes from people who have the habit of making excuses. I'm going to repeat that because it's like a jaw dropper when you really think about it. 99% of all failures come from people who have the habit of making excuses. If you're catching this, like, let me know what you think about that. I would love to kind of get your perspective on what you think when it comes to, you know, failure and making excuses. But I would honestly believe that statistic. Like, that's pretty real and it's actually pretty scary. But the cool thing is as the queen of habit change, I know that if excuse is a habit, that I can change the habit. Therefore, I am in control of my life. So I mentioned earlier that I was going to tell you a story. It is a story about a woman who felt broken, worthless, unhealthy, and unhappy in her life. But before I tell you about this story, I'm going to remind you of that disclaimer. The story is raw and it's real, and it might bring a tear or two to your eyes. This story is ugly and it's truthful, and it might make you feel a little uncomfortable. But if you let this story impact you, this story could be the very biggest thing that you needed to hear today so that you could boss up and overcome the challenges that you are facing. You guys, nothing great comes from staying in our comfort zone, and results happen when we can cut through the bullshit and we can be totally honest with ourselves. So if you're listening and you're ready to level up, give me a heck yes, even if you're the only one in the car that's listening to this right now. If you're ready to boss up to the next level, give me another heck yes. And if you are ready to ultimately step into the best version of you and become unstoppable, give me a double hell yes. And if you're not ready to do any of those things, this would be a great time for you to just leave the podcast alone, maybe go to the bathroom or talk to your kids, answer the text, because for the next 15 or 20 minutes, this information is not going to help you at all if you are not willing to step outside of your comfort zone and boss up. Pretty sure though, if you're listening today, you are. So in 2011, I was broke. I was fat, I was depressed, I was unhealthy, I was lacking confidence and self-love. I hated the reflection in the mirror and the relationship that I had with food, exercise, booze, sex, money, and motivation. It was terrible. In 2011, you guys, I hit rock bottom. The kind of rock bottom that either takes your life or it changes it. So in 2011, my family and I, we were stationed in Germany, and on a normal given day, you could find me outside smoking cigarette after cigarette, drinking cups of coffee, like all day long. When 3 p.m. would roll around, I'd ditch that coffee cup and I would go for booze instead. I blamed others for the life that I had, and I made tons of excuses for the life that I was living. In fact, the really sad thing is looking back now, is I was starting to accept a life of like mediocrity, right? I was like, this is it. This is all that's gonna ever happen. Woe is me. And I had a victim mentality. Let me tell you what. So about 12 years ago, we were in Germany, like I said, and my husband was deployed. I was tired and I was running behind to a doctor's appointment. A doctor's appointment that ended up changing my life forever. I mean, forever. I am never going to be the same woman that I was, that I was 12 years ago. And that's such a beautiful thing, you guys. So there I was sitting at the doctor's office when I got some really, really hard to hear truths. She looked at me and she said, "Carissa, I hate to be the one to tell you this, but someone needs to." And I'm telling you, when you're at a doctor's office and you hear a doctor say that, you're like, wait, what? Right? She said, "You're 5 foot tall. You're 213 pounds. You are considered obese." She then began to say, "If you don't change your lifestyle habits now, you might not be around for your family in 10 years. This was like 12 years ago, you guys. I cannot imagine my daughter not having a mom teaching her how to drive a car. I can't imagine, I can't imagine my kids' life without me right now. Had I not changed, had I not hit rock bottom, right? That moment in that doctor's office, it was like a punch straight to the gut. Let me tell you that right now. My child was 2 years old. Sarah was 2 years old at the time. And she was sitting there and she was playing and she was so innocent. And I just remember thinking, what? Like, I might not be around for her in 10 years if I keep up the pace that I'm on. That was a moment for sure. I was upset. I was mad. I was sad. I was embarrassed. I was like, who is this doctor to try and call me out on my life? Like, what? And I immediately went to the defense mode. like anything, right? When we don't want to feel the pain and the hurt and the tears. And so we just put the, you know, we put the wall up and we, you know, that's how we build those calluses and we just become so hard. But it wasn't until the next day, sitting on the couch, feeling pretty sorry for myself, I looked over at a picture of my mom. And for the first time, you guys, in my entire life, I saw my real mom. I saw her battle with cancer. I saw diabetes. I saw stress. I saw the lack of energy that she had. For the first time in my life, you guys, I didn't see the hustler. I didn't see the mom who was strong and who raised me. And instead, I saw my future self as her. I saw myself tired and I saw myself run down. I saw myself so incredibly unhealthy. I saw myself full of disease. And the worst thing that I saw is that I saw my kids having to bury me at 40 because I was too lazy to change, because I made too many excuses for the life that I was living. That was the day that, if I didn't think could get any worse, that was the day that just dug deep, right? Sitting there on that couch, having a rock bottom moment the day before, having an epiphany on that couch, I realized that I wanted more for myself. And I gave myself permission to have more, right? That moment sparked something so deep inside me, and it pushed me to become the better version of me. It pushed me to become a champion. In 2011, I truly became a champion because I started fighting for the life that I wanted. I now have a life full of health and confidence and motivation and energy, happiness, sex, money, freedom, and abundance. And you guys, it feels so incredibly great. It feels so good being on this side. And I'm telling you right now, you can choose a better life. If you're listening to my story and thinking, wow, right? Like, wow, what a transformation. I want to encourage you that you can believe it too. You can have that type of transformation as well, mind, body, and spirit. So for the remainder of the show, I want to share some strategies that are going to help you stay motivated while working towards your life and health goals. So grab that piece of paper, maybe wipe the tear if in case you were shedding any, grab the paper and get ready. Because these are no BS strategies. They're going to help you level up your life. They're going to help you become the champion. So strategy number one is, I need you to get clear, right? You've got to find clarity. You've got to get so crystal clear on what you want out of life and why you want it. You guys, you can't kind of say, well, I wish I had this, or I kind of want this. No. I want you to get real with yourself on the piece of paper right now. Give yourself permission to play big. Give yourself permission to want everything that life has to offer. Put it down on paper. And this might be the very first time you ever write down what you want. As an adult, I lost what I wanted. I lost the oomph. I lost the drive. I got so caught up in the work and the being a mom and the wearing all the hats and being a wife and being a friend and being a sister and being a daughter that I lost track of what I wanted. So step number one is to find what you want out of life. And then I want you to ask why you want it. So 12 years ago, if I had just kind of stopped with the whole, well, Carissa, why do you want to lose 100 pounds? At first, it would have been, well, I want to look sexy and I want to look good. Who doesn't? Who doesn't want to feel energized? But I had to dig deep because I knew that that was a surface level why. I had to dig deep and find my real why. And that was, I didn't want to die. I didn't want that life for my kids. And that moment has literally motivated me for the last 12 years. And it has evolved. Don't get me wrong. Your why will evolve. As you evolve, your why evolves. Okay, now I get up every day to become the best version of me so that I can truly show up for others, because I never want any woman to struggle with overwhelm and to be so unhealthy in her thoughts. I never want a woman not to be able to get fit and healthy because I know how good it freaking feels. That's why I get up every day now. So strategy number two is, you've got to break it down and have a plan. This is one of the biggest mistakes that people make, is that they don't have a sustainable plan to get them where they want to go. They dabble versus commit. They may even know what they kind of want, but their plan is a hot mess. You guys, once you know what you want, I want you to sit and think about, what do I need to do every month, every week, every day, every hour, and then execute it. It's your job to take the information that I'm teaching you and to show up with action. That is the plan. The quarterback doesn't go out onto the field without knowing the plan. The team knows the plan. You don't start a business without a plan. Why would you walk through life? Why would you try and get healthy without a plan? So sit down and think about the things that you could be doing. Commit to them. Consistency is key. I don't care if it's one thing that you're going to commit to improving your life, but damn it, do it. Stay committed. Stay involved. Stay intentional with that commitment. Honor it. And I promise you this, if you show up every day doing that one thing that you committed to, that will motivate you, and it will create self-confidence within. You guys, that's a game changer all on itself. Strategy number three is all about your environment. You guys, you need to set yourself up for success. And part of setting up yourself for success is taking a good look around your environment. I'm talking the people, the places, and of course, your mind. So let's just kind of break down those three things, right? The people, okay? They're in your environment. Sometimes you have great people. Sometimes you have positive people. But most people have a room full of naysayers and doubters. Some people are just filled with so much negativity and toxic, you know, energy that all they want to do is put that on you. And especially this shows up with our family. They may not try to be like that, but they come off like that, right? They're the people who, when you say, I have a dream and I want to go and pursue my passion doing this, and they're going to be the ones that say, oh, but Carissa, is that the smart thing to do? Should you really leave your corporate job to become a coach and speaker? Is that safe? Like, you have a cushy job. Why don't you stay where you're at? Things look really good. They mean well because they fear change. They want you to be safe, right? But it's your job to say, no, I'm going to follow my heart. I'm going to do it. So you guys, you've got to detox from the people that are bringing you down. Places, right? Your physical space matters. Clutter everywhere is clouding your judgment. It's clouding your space. Let's just take, you know, weight loss, for example. If you're trying to lose weight and you're like, yeah, it's the first of the month, I'm going to do it. And then you don't get rid of all the junk food in your pantry and the Ben and Jerry's in your freezer. When you have a moment of weakness, guess what you're going to go to? You're going to go to the Cool Ranch Doritos. You're going to go to those Summy Gummy Batch Kids, the ice cream. You're going to go to that. And I'm telling you, you're going to have moments like that. When things get hard, it's so easy to want to turn around and go back. So get rid of the temptation. Clear your physical space. Okay, don't show up to the meeting or don't invite people into your office with crap everywhere. It will literally drain them. An internal mindset. We got to talk mindset. You guys, it all comes down to mindset. It's those excuses, right, that live inside your head. You have to get rid of them. You have to first become so aware that you may make an excuse and that you blame everybody else and that you focus on the negative. And once you become aware of it, now you can change it. Now you can shift the self-talk. Now, instead of allowing the negative thought to just keep going, you can say, no, enough is enough. I choose to think this instead. You have to get rid of the mental clutter inside of your brain. All right. Step number four, accountability and support. You guys had to know this was coming. So, question for you. What does Oprah, Tony Robbins, Serena Williams, and Carissa Atkins all have in common? We all have a coach. We all have mentors. We all have a team that supports us. We have a tribe. 8 years ago, I got my very first mentor. Kind of a funny story, right? Like, I just listened to the third conference. I just went to the third conference in like 2 month period. And I'll never forget Madeline Moyer, Security National Bank, right? She was up there and she was telling us her story and she was teaching us her strategies. And her biggest strategy at the very end said, ladies, if you do not have a mentor, get yourself one. So guess what I did, right? I took her words to heart. I called her up a week later and I said, listen, I don't know if you know me, but I know you. And I want to ask you to be my mentor. And she literally was like, sure, come on in. Let's talk about it. I sit down in her office, right? That her office is filled with beautiful books behind her. I could definitely tell she was a very smart woman. And she said, let me ask you this. Why do you want a mentor? I said, girlfriend, I don't know, but you're the third person to say that I need a mentor. And success leaves clues. God leaves us clues. If you're listening to this today, you're meant to hear whatever it is that I'm saying. This is your clue. Okay. So find a mentor, surround yourself with people who lift you up, surround yourself with people who want to level you up. If you're tired of being overweight, change your environment, change the people you hang out with. If you're tired of being broke, quit hanging out with broke people, quit telling yourself that you're broke and you can't afford things. Change your thoughts and you will change your life. Okay. So get yourself an accountability partner, get yourself a coach. There is no excuse for why you can't do this one. I'm telling you that right freaking now, no excuse. Okay. So the last tip, and I saved it for the end because it's probably the most important, totally the most important now that I think about it. Okay. So it's got to all be about upgrading your mindset. Okay. Your body, your business, your life will not go anywhere unless you start to believe it, right? So you've got to start believing that everything is possible and that there is always a way. Our thoughts create our beliefs. Our beliefs create our reality. Okay. So if there's a certain area in your life that you're not satisfied with, if whether it's your health, your weight, maybe it's your money, maybe it's your business, I want you to start shifting your thoughts. Okay. Start creating a new belief system for yourself. Work with a coach if you need to, because I'm telling you, as human beings, we walk around with blinders on thinking we ain't got no problems, that our shit don't stink. Yet it really does. And a coach is really great with seeing what you can't see. So you've got to shift your thoughts. You've got to create a reality for yourself. But the beautiful part is that you guys can choose this. You can choose your thoughts. You're in control of them. Okay. So here's five quick tips on how to upgrade your mindset. Okay. Get clear on what you want. We already talked about that. Build a vision. I want you to write everything about your future life that you want down. I'm talking the car you drive, the body that you have, the amazing house you have, the bank account that constantly, like, you're always getting notifications saying you've got more money. You've got more money. I want you to visualize, like, write down everything that your dream life looks like. Okay. Every bit, all the details. And then once you have those details, now we're going to test drive that vision every single day. So now I'm going to ask you to sit and envision it. Sit and imagine the life that you want. Because what you're doing is you're plowing all the crap from your field, which is your mind, by the way, and you're planting seeds of awesomeness. Okay. And then every day when you go and you visualize what you want to be doing, now guess what? You're watering it and you're feeding into that dream. And your brain's job is to match whatever you believe. So it's going to start looking for ways to find more money. All of a sudden, you're going to be like, oh, here's a $100 bill in my back pocket. That's awesome. I am rich. Thank you, universe, right? Its job is to give you what it wants. The fourth step to this process is you've got to surrender the how. You have to have trust and faith, right? That everything is going to work out. We get so consumed with trying to figure out the how, when in fact, our big dreams and our big life we are not capable of figuring out the how. And if you are, your dreams probably aren't big enough. Okay. So you guys got to dream big, but then you've got to surrender the how. And then the fifth part of this process, really upgrading your mindset, is you've got to walk the walk. You've got to talk the talk. You've got to drink the Kool-Aid as if it's already happening. Okay. You've got to show up to the gym, even when you don't feel confident in there, and you've got to just get the job done. You've got to walk the walk. You've got to talk the talk, because trust me, when you start doing this, you start believing it even faster. You're like, yes, I can do this. And then people start to view you as that. I work with coaches all the time that are like, I don't know why I can give everyone else the advice and then I can't take it myself. And I'm like, yeah, it's got to start with you. You've got to start showing up, doing the work that you're telling your clients to do. It just crushes imposter syndrome. So you guys, I know I gave you like 5 extra tips in this whole podcast. I hope you're staying with me, but I just want to kind of recap because I know I'm getting close on time. So when you have clarity, when you have a solid game plan for success, when you have a strong mindset, an environment that sets you up to freaking win, a tribe and a mentor and a coach supporting you, you guys, you become unstoppable. You become the champion the minute you decide that you're capable of something. My mission in life is to help women all across the globe boss up their health, right? I want to help them 10x their health so that they can 10x their entire life. I have a gift for every single one of you listening today. You can totally scan the QR code right now, and that is going to take you to a free training video. You're going to uncover exactly how to look and feel healthy in your own skin. I'm going to give you 3 things that society doesn't want to tell you about losing weight and keeping it off, because hey, that's how they've been making their money. Like, I'm going to share those secrets with you. Plus, I'm going to tell you how you can not just lose weight like I did, but sustain it like I did, because that's what's the most important part, right? Nobody wants to lose 50 pounds this year and then have to re-lose it again in 2 years. I've never literally had a phone call that with a client that says, yeah, I'd love to lose 20 pounds this month because I have like a vacation I want to go on, and then I'm totally cool to gain it all back. Hello, nobody wants that, right? So you guys, you have to like be willing to take responsibility. So if you're in a place that you need to boss up in your health, you need to lose some weight, you need to get like create some healthy habits around nutrition, exercise, stress management, self-care, love, joy, abundance. I am the queen of habit change, and I would love, love, love to work with you. So if you want, you can, again, watch the free video, or you can just straight up book a call with me. I do my first 15-minute call for freezies because I want to make sure that I'm working with the right people. So I would love to be able to give you some strategies, some tips, and some helpful tools on that call. So if you are interested, please sign up right now for a free Get Fit call. The link is below in the show notes. And yeah, with that, I'm going to kind of close with this. Rocky Balboa, another amazing, great character, even though he's not real. He is real to me. I literally have watched all the Rocky movies, by the way. They're one of my favorites. But Rocky Balboa said this: every champion was once a contender that just refused to give up. So you guys, please connect with me. Find me on Instagram, like me on Facebook. I'm actually hosting fitness challenges every single month. I have an amazing Healthy Hustle Facebook group that I literally show up every single day. I'm giving you free recipes, free workouts, free training, just like today, but in more bite-sized pieces that you can really take on constantly, right? I want to help you boss up to the next level of awesomeness. So with that, you guys, stay thriving and stay bossing up.
Thank you for listening to Boss Up Babes with Carissa Adkins, bringing you tangible tips and expert coaching advice to help you boss up and get healthy. Tune in every Tuesday at 12:30 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com for interviews with industry leaders and powerhouse boss babes that will empower you to take action and live your best life. If you're ready to boss up and work with Carissa in one of her transformative group coaching programs, visit 365dailyhustle.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.